We're nearing the end of the story. We're now just starting chapter 23. And as this chapter begins, there's a nice picture of a man wearing a special magnifying glass over his head. And he's bent over Edward, who's lying on a table. And it looks like he's trying to fix something on his face. So chapter 23, here we go. "Exceedingly well made," said the man, who was running a warm cloth over Edward's face. "A work of art, I would say. Surpassingly unbelievably dirty work of art. But art, nonetheless. And dirt can be dealt with. Just as your broken head has been dealt with." Edward looked into the eyes of the man. "Ah, there you are," the man said. "I can see that you're listening now. Your head was broken. I fixed it. I brought you back from the world of the dead." "My heart," thought Edward, "my heart is broken." "No, no, no need to thank me," the man said. "It's my job, quite literally. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Lucius Clark, doll mender. Your head, may I tell you, will it upset you? Well, I always say the truth must be met head on, no pun intended. Your head, young sir, was in 21 pieces. 21 pieces? Edward repeated mindlessly. Lucius Clark nodded. 21, he said. All modesty aside, I must admit that a lesser doll mender, a doll mender without my skills, might not have been able to rescue you. But let's not speak of what might have been. Let's speak instead of what is. You. You are whole. You have been pulled back from the brink of oblivion by your humble servant, Lucius Clark. And here Lucius Clark put his hand on his chest and bowed deeply over Edward. This was quite a speech to wake up to, and Edward lay on his back trying to absorb it. He was on a wooden table. He was in a room with sunshine pouring in from high windows. His head apparently had been in 21 pieces, and now was put back together into one. He was not wearing a red suit. In fact, he had no clothes on at all. He was naked again. And he did not have wings. And then he remembered. Bryce. The diner. Neil swinging him through the air. Bryce. "You were wondering, perhaps, about your young friend," said Lucius. "The one with the constantly running nose." "Yes, he brought you here, weeping, begging for my assistance." "Put him together again," he said. "Put him back together." "I told him," I said, "young sir, I'm a businessman. I can put your rabbit back together again. For a price. The question is, can you pay for this price?" He could not, of course. He could not. He said that he could not. I told him then he has two options, only two. The first being that he seek assistance elsewhere. Option two was that I would fix you to the very best of my considerable abilities, and then you would become mine. No longer his, but mine. Here Lucius fell silent. He nodded, agreeing with himself. Two options only, he said. And your friend chose option two. He gave you up so that you could be healed. Extraordinary, really. Bryce, thought Edward. Lucius Clark clapped his hands together. But no worries, my friend, no worries. I fully intend to keep my end of the bargain. I will restore you to what I perceive to be your former glory. You shall have rabbit fur ears, and a rabbit fur tail. Your whiskers will be repaired and replaced. Your eyes repainted to a bright and stunning blue. You will be clothed in the finest of suits. And then someday I will reap the return on my investment in you. All in good time. All in good time. In the doll business, we have a saying. There is real time and there is doll time. You, my fine friend, have entered doll time. Chapter 24. This chapter starts with a picture of Bryce walking into the doll shop. And so Edward Tulane was mended, put together again, cleaned and polished, dressed in an elegant suit and placed high on a shelf for display. From the shelf, Edward could see the whole shop, Lucius Clark's workbench, and the windows to the outside world, and the door that the customers used to enter and leave. From his shelf, Edward saw Bryce open the door one day and stand in the threshold, the silver harmonica in his left hand flashing brilliantly in the sunlight flooding in through the windows. "Young sir," said Lucius, "I am afraid we made a deal." "Can't I see him?" asked Bryce. He wiped his hand across his nose, and the gesture filled Edward with a terrible feeling of love and loss. "I just want to look at him." Lucius Clark sighed. "You may look," he said. "You may look, and then you must go, and not come back. I cannot have you in my shop every day, mooning over what you have lost." "Yes, sir," said Bryce. Lucius sighed again. He got up from his workbench and went to Edward's shelf and picked him up and held him so that Bryce could see him. "Hey, Jangles," said Bryce. "You look good. The last time I seen you, you looked terrible. Your head was busted in and..." "He is put together again," said Lucius, "as I promised you he would be." Bryce nodded. He wiped his hand across his nose. "Can I hold him?" he asked. "No," said Lucius. Bryce nodded again. "Tell him goodbye," said Lucius Clark. "He is repaired. He has been saved. Now you must tell him goodbye." "Goodbye," said Bryce. "Don't go," thought Edward. "I won't be able to bear it if you go." "And now you must leave," said Lucius Clark. "Yes, sir," said Bryce, but he stood without moving, looking at Edward. "Go," said Lucius Clark, "go." "Please," thought Edward, "don't." Bryce turned. He walked through the door of the dollmender's shop. The door closed, the bell tinkled, and Edward was alone. Chapter 25. Now there's two pictures here. One is of a whole bunch of dolls sitting in a row on the shelves. All of them are real regular dolls. Edward's the only one that's a rabbit. And he looks absolutely splendid. He's wearing a fine suit with ruffles, and his ears look beautiful again, and all of his whiskers are restored. If it was the beginning of the story, he would be absolutely in love with how he looked, but I don't think right now he cares too much. I think he's had a big change of heart. Chapter 25. Technically, of course, he was not alone. Lucius Clark's shop was filled with dolls. Lady dolls, baby dolls, dolls with eyes that opened and closed, and dolls with painted-on eyes. Dolls dressed up as queens, and dolls wearing sailor suits. Edward had never cared for dolls. He found them annoying and self-centered, twittery and vain. This opinion was immediately reinforced by his first shelf mate, a china doll with green glass eyes and red lips and dark brown hair. She was wearing a green satin dress that fell to her knees. "What are you?" she said in a high-pitched voice when Edward was placed on the shelf next to her. "I am a rabbit," said Edward. The doll let out a small squeak. "You're in the wrong place," she said. "This is a shop for dolls, not rabbits." Edward said nothing. "Shoo," said the doll. "I would love to shoo," said Edward, "but it's obvious that I cannot." After a long silence, the doll said, "I hope you don't think that anyone's going to buy you." Again, Edward said nothing. "The people who come here want dolls, not rabbits. They want baby dolls, or elegant dolls such as myself. Dolls with pretty dresses. Dolls with eyes that open and close. I have no interest in being purchased, said Edward. The doll gasped. You don't want somebody to buy you, she said. You don't want to be owned by a little girl who loves you? Sarah Ruth, Abilene. Their names went through Edward's head like the notes of a sad, sweet song. I have already been loved, said Edward. I have been loved by a girl named Abilene. I have been loved by a fisherman and his wife, and a man without a home and his dog. I have been loved by a boy who played the harmonica and by a girl who died. Don't talk to me about love, he said. I have known love. This impassioned speech shut up Edward's shelfmate for a considerable amount of time. Well, she said at last, still, my point is that no one is going to buy you. They did not speak to each other again. The doll was sold 2 weeks later to a grandmother who was purchasing it for her grandchild. Yes, she said to Lucius Clark, that one right there, the one with the green dress, she is quite lovely. Yes, said Lucius, she is, isn't she? And he plucked the doll from the shelf. Goodbye and good riddance, thought Edward. The spot next to the rabbit stayed vacant for some time. Day after day, the door to the shop opened and closed, letting in early morning sun or the late afternoon light, lifting the hearts of the dolls inside, all of them thinking when the door swung wide that this time the person was entering the shop would be the one who wanted them. Edward was the only one who thought otherwise. He was the lone contrarian. He prided himself on not hoping, on not allowing his heart to lift inside of him. He prided himself on keeping his heart silent, immobile, closed tight. I am done with hope, thought Edward Tulane. And then one day at dusk, right before he closed the shop, Lucius Clark placed another doll on the shelf next to Edward. That's the end of chapter 25. It looks like there's only 2.5 chapters left that will reach the end of Edward Tulane. So now is a good time for you to make a prediction about what you think might happen at the end of the story. Thanks for listening.